Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 5th of May, and in studio are Yahalom and volunteer from Liberia. Right now it's partly cloudy with 27 degrees, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with temperature and rain from low 29 to high 36 degrees Celsius and with a heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. We can expect southerly winds with 19 to 24 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing crescent and 3% of it is illuminated. Morning humidity on 73% will drop by noon on 53%. And here's a short report on yesterday meeting by Lavanir d'Orville on transit lounge. Good morning. You were amongst the participants yesterday on the meeting which was prepared by Lavanir d'Orville for the dismountable housings.
That's true. I was not necessarily a participant. I was a visitor and an observant.
What did you see?
Well, what we actually did is we walked around the area near Courage Community, and we were actually able to physically like experience the space and the vision of the project. Manu had a map that he was able to show us and to point out where different things, physical things, are going to be in the new Courage Community. So we were told about like grey water system or just water purification systems that the project will implement. We were shown as well like where the individual huts are going to be. We talked about the distances of the huts, about parking issues, about pathways, walking distance and so forth. So it was a very good experience. It was very good to be there and to gain greater insight about the project.
Did they say how many houses they are planning to put up in the first phase?
As far as I remember, and I actually fully remember, we were talking about 30 units here. And when we talk about units, you could also refer to 30 families or 30 huts or 30, you know, properties, as you want to say it. But yeah, we're talking about 30 units.
Manu also mentioned the cost of this one unit.
No, we didn't talk so much about the economics of the project, but no, we didn't. But what we talked about is how the people who are going to move in, how they, to an extent, will have a space to develop a better understanding of the community and be able to, you know, accumulate, not really accumulate capital, but how they can actually preserve their, you know, the capital, because the system is so organized that you have to put a little bit of finances in, or let's say input, and but you will receive most of it back after you move out or after you found another community that you feel like you could permanently settle into. As far as I know, it's 4%, or yeah, I think 4% of each lakh that will go to the project as a kind of tax or contribution. But the rest of the investments that you have put in, you'll be able to take with you once you move out.
How many people were present yesterday?
It's a good question. People were coming and going. It was not very organized because apparently communication came last minute, so a lot of people were not fully aware of it, and they don't really have a schedule where they say every Wednesday we meet guys or so and so. So many people were just passing by and like, hey guys, what are you doing, and just join. I heard about it really late, but I would say altogether coming and going there were probably 10-12 people. Yeah.
On Saturday, 7th of May at 7 p.m., Hibiscus Art Village Project presents Egyptian Night at Sweden. They will start at 7 p.m. with Egyptian dinner, which will be followed at 8 p.m. by conference presented by Pierre Villa, and he will talk about French archaeological mission of Bluebastogne in Sahara and about the discovery of 5 exceptional tombs of the new empire a few kilometers south of Cairo, in the surroundings of Sahara Pyramids. Savi proposes a 4-day program for volunteers and students from 9th of May until Thursday, 12th of May, and this program is free for registered volunteers. They will meet on Monday at 9 a.m. at Evergreen Entrance. After this program, they will have on Thursday, 12 of May, at Unity Pavilion at 5 p.m., Volunteers Gathering, which will be an opportunity to share experiences between long and short-term volunteers. Teachers of Nandanam and Centerfield Kindergarten are offering a summer program for children of Aurovillians, newcomers and guests of Auroville, but only for age between 4 to 7. Children can come on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon, and they will be busy by crafts, stories, blocks buildings, games and pool every day. Snack will be provided but not lunch, and also not transport by bus. With these activities for children, they will start on Monday 16th of May until Friday 20th of June. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a Spanish film, Anything You Want, made in Spain in 2010 by director Achero Manaz, and Phyllis drama in Spanish with English subtitles. On Saturday at 7:30, also at Cinema Paradiso, we can see international film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, made in Sweden, Denmark and Germany and Norway in 2009 by director Nils Arden Oplev, and it is also drama in Swedish with English subtitles. On Sunday at 2 p.m. there was screened children's film The Never-Ending Story, made in USA in 1984 by director Wolfgang Petersen, and it is adventure fantasy in English with English subtitles. Within Francis Ford Coppola Film Festival at the Cine Club, there was screened on Sunday at 8 p.m. The Conversation, made in USA in 1974. Of course, by director Francis Ford Coppola and with Gene Hackman, John Cazale and others. This film is drama, thriller in English with English subtitles. Tomorrow at 7:30 at the Shuri Aurobindo Auditorium at Barat Nivas, you can see A Beautiful Green Planet, directed by Colleen Serrault and made in France in 1996. And at Sadana Forest at Eco Film Club, you can see tomorrow at 7 p.m. documentary Life, Hunters and Hunted, produced by BBC in 2009. Bus service to Eco Film Club, departure from Solar Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadana Forest at 10 p.m. Skiro Pizza at Visitor Center Cafeteria informs us that they will be closed from 9th of May and will reopen on Thursday 16th of June. And news for Aikido students, there is no Aikido training till May 30th and classes will resume on Tuesday, May 31st at 6 a.m. at Pitanga. Kids classes resume on Monday, July 11th at 4 p.m. On Monday, 9th of May at 7:15 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen Journey to Life Divine, Part 2. And this film is from Sri Aurobindo Ashram and covers the lives and work of Sri Aurobindo and the mother from November 1926 to present day. All sincere prayers are granted, but it may take some time to realize materially, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.